racial discrimination in Edmonton, in my opinion, it doesn't exist, because it's somebody like me from Somalia can become whoever he wants to become in Edmonton. So in my opinion, racial discrimination does not exist in Edmonton. I think other forms of it, like polite racism and all those other stuff, exist, but not plain and racial discrimination. I don't think it does. Polite racism is, a perfect example is Grant McEwen, for example. Individuals, they are always brought down, like minority figures are brought down, just because they are not very, very well respected. This is the first time we actually had a black president for our student council, and Grant McEwen is over, I don't know, 40 years old, and this is the first black president that got elected. And through like systematic policies, applied racism exists, where like some people are held back from their full potential. Mandatory government officials have to hire minorities. I think that's a form of polite racism, because it holds other people back. Like, it shouldn't matter if you're a minority or whatever. If you're capable of doing a job, you should be hired to do that job. I don't think there is any sufficient way to measure racism. Even though U of A is a very accredited school, I think they're going to have a lot of issues with that, because if you start measuring race and how it affects or how the job or anything works, then you are bringing racism back to the main front. You're letting people know that racism does exist, when we should be telling people discrimination exists. In Canada, racism died, but discrimination does exist. So I don't know if there's any sufficient way to find out how to help.